What about that stuff on the ear that you brush off, you know? Silk? You know, sometimes around Halloween, people like to buy this great big old thing, you know, make a jack-o'-lantern out of it.
Pumpkins? You really like them down there, too. Like the watermelon pumpkins. Plant them in the corn when you let by. While you're gathering the corn, they'd be ready to come in, too.
Is that right?
Put them right in the crib with them.
Did I ask you about watermelons the other day?
I don't remember.
I don't think I did. Do you have different colored ones around here?
Yeah, got the yellow meat, red meat. There's many different names, different kinds of watermelon. We have the Selective Sweep watermelon and the Rattlesnake watermelon. And the yellow meat is the Striped watermelon. I don't know. Best melons, I think, most of them come from down Hope, Arkansas, the biggest ones anyway. It's known for big watermelons down there. But we used to raise some pretty big size melons down here in the bottom. That always fun about an acre of watermelons every year.
Is there any way to tell what color watermelon you got without cutting it?
No, most people know about what kind they planted. That's about the only way I know. Unless you plug them. You've heard of plugging them, haven't you?
Oh, yeah. That's cheating, though.
No?
That's cheating.
Yeah.
But do y'all have these things around here? Sometimes you see them growing wild in people's yards. Kind of looks like a little umbrella that's open.
Toadstool, something like that. Yeah, I'll kick them out of the yard every once in a while out there.
Now, a toadstool is not the same thing as, you know, the one that you can eat.
No, no. Toadstool is poison. And the other one's called, I eat it all the time, soup. You know, you get old when your thing don't pluck around, don't work.
Mushroom?
Mushroom, right. Now, people grow them in dark places, in the cellars and stuff like that.
You know, talking about eating things, sometimes if you have a real sore throat, you might say, well, I'd like to eat that, but I just can't.
Gets in your throat? That lemonade will do that to me sometimes when I drink it real cold. Ice cream will too sometimes. Anything sweet kind of give me a little trouble sometimes, eating too sweet. Sugar, salt, pepper get my throat once in a while too and cause me a little trouble.
Can't swallow it?
Oh, it don't bother me in any way except it just makes me cough.
Have you ever smoked anything?
I used to smoke a long time ago. I haven't smoked in 40 years or more. I quit young. I used to run around with a friend, and he was a tobacco salesman for Leggett Myers. And I used, like I said, go to the mountain, get this Mountain Dew, you know, and bring it in the keg. And he liked that, and I'd give him a quart every time I'd get some. And he'd bring over and just cigars and cigarettes and pipe tobacco. I had everything there on top of my little table where I was at before I married. I was staying with Mr. Leonard Lee down here, and he lived right back alley across the alley. He kept me stacked up. They used to make these little Chesterfields, no, little round cans. They made them into flat pins, too. And he just kept that stacked up all the time, the package, too.